You know, in Sinaloa, which is where Chapo Guzman reigns and is where he was born, there's definitely, you know, there's mythology, but there's also reality. And it's just a very complex, murky world, trying to figure out how the cartels work, how they actually impose their authority on, let's say, you know, parts of the state, what authority they have. You know, there's a cat and mouse game, obviously, going on between the Mexican officials and the military, the police, the drug traffickers, the kingpins, much like we have in the US, but with a violence and a production rate that is obviously much higher. And a lawlessness, of course. You don't have the policing in Mexico, the capacity to investigate, etc., that you have in the United States.
Now, talk about these people within the communities that were under his rule, essentially. What did they tell you about him?
Most of what they told me was the mythology, all right? Most in my book, I relied mainly on official sources because it's a rumor mill world in Sinaloa when it comes to Chapo. But there are some real stories that are clearly, you know, clear incidents that were true of him, let's say, imposing his own authority on local gangs, young kids who are causing trouble and just messing things up for the operation. And that's where, a kingpin figure like that comes in stronger than the police would. And that's how he, you know, and then the stories of him, and some of this is proven, some in different parts is proven, some it's not, of him funding, you know, whether it be schools, building churches, health clinics, that, you know, he's exploiting a gap that the government has not been able to take care of.
Now, what do you think will happen to the drug cartels there now that he's been captured?
What will happen now, my guess is, I think it'll probably go into a more horizontal structured organization, whereby it just sort of operates organically and fluidly. And I do expect to see more violence without someone up top taking control. You know, it's not a well self-regulated world. And it's unlikely that disputes will be resolved through reasoning and discussions.
Does this deal a big blow to the drug business? Will we see less drugs moving around, or does this really impact it at all?
I don't think, no, I think as long as people in the United States are consuming drugs, people are going to supply them. We know that's how it works, and to pretend otherwise is ridiculous.